Lovely to be here for Book Club once again. Today I've brought you in a novel that completely surprised me. There's just something about the concept and the realization. I mean, I ultimately came to view the narrative as... Well, actually, maybe I won't tell you too much just yet. Suffice to say that this novel skirted through so many ideas and narrative twists that the true nature of Inga Simpson's The Last Woman in the World really crept up on me. Now, Inga Simpson's first novel, Mr. Wig, came out in 2013. Her second novel, Nest, was longlisted for the Miles Franklin Literary Award and the Stella Prize. Now, her latest is The Last Woman in the World, and it takes us to a place both familiar and shockingly different. Rachel leads a reclusive life on the land. She has an art studio where she blows exquisite collector's pieces. Her daily needs are delivered to her, and the isolation is both a boon and a protection from a world that has become too overwhelming. Rachel has cut herself off from the daily news cycle of fire, flood, and disease. It's an unchanging litany of destruction that she cannot bear. And while the world seemed hell-bent on destruction, she didn't expect anything to just suddenly change. Now, Rachel is content in her isolation until one night a young mother and her child come knocking. They shouldn't be there, and their mere presence shatters Rachel's peace. When Hannah reveals that they're on the run, that it's all gone, Rachel realizes the world has seemingly self-destructed. Now, first off, I'd say that Rachel's retreat is going to seem familiar to so many of us who have experienced lockdown recently. It surprised me a little when I interviewed Inga that this story actually came from before COVID and that she was seeking to explore as much the impact of the fires as any pandemic chaos. Rachel and Hannah must somehow come together to save Hannah's baby, Isaiah, who is sick and far from medical help, and so they have to leave the solitude, the safety of Rachel's house, and embark into the wilderness. Now, as the three venture out into the world, they find the landscape of the high country relatively untouched, and it's only when they are around populated areas that they feel the true horror of what the world has become. When I spoke with Inga Simpson for this week's final draft, she told me a little bit about the pleasure of the unseen and its ability to truly terrify us by reflecting her own fears.
For me, what is imagined is always much more frightening than what is shown. The perceived was more fun to work with. I like reading and watching this genre, but often it's a disappointment. It's like, no, that's not what I was imagining. So I got to play with that here, where for Hannah and Rachel, it's different. Their perception of the threat is different, which helped me unpack their backstories and their characters too. And this way there's room for the reader. What's the reader's worst fear? That hopefully is powerful in the reading experience as well.
Inga Simpson's The Last Woman in the World is many things. The untouched landscapes of the early novel are something of a travelogue for the Snowies and set up a strange state of calm. Rachel's unfolding story offers insight into the toll the world can have on our mental health. And as we approach the towns and the cities, the true horror emerges and it grips the reader with the terror of unknown possibility. But perhaps it's in showing us a world that may just be that The Last Woman in the World serves as a warning and an opportunity to glimpse how close we've come to catastrophe. The Last Woman in the World from Inga Simpson is a gripping novel. Look, I would encourage anyone who's interested, anyone who loves genre, anyone who loves suspense, anyone who just loves a page-turning read, to join me this Saturday. Inga Simpson's going to be featuring on Final Draft, 10 a.m. as always, and it's going to be on the podcast after. Thank you for having me for Book Club. You can catch up on all the Book Club episodes on the Final Draft podcast. And till next week, happy reading. Bye for now.